And this is WHYY News. We are live in Philadelphia. It is 2:04 on July 4th. Good afternoon. I'm Cherry Gregg. A strike by some 9,000 members of AFSCME District Council 33, the union representing blue-collar Philadelphia city workers, entered its fourth day today as thousands of tourists arrived for 4th of July celebrations. According to our news partner, 6ABC, there had been no talks between the two sides on Thursday, and there have been no word on plans for any new negotiations. LL Cool J, who had been scheduled to co-headline Philadelphia's 4th of July celebration alongside Jasmine Sullivan's concert tonight, said he will not perform as long as the strike is ongoing. A judge with the Pennsylvania Public Utility Commission has sided with climate advocates and rejected efforts by Philadelphia Gas Works to seek the group's internal communications. From WHYY News' Climate Desk, Susan Phillips reports the issue stems from a current rate-making case.
The Energy Justice Advocates are a coalition of seven climate groups that oppose PGW's proposed 13% rate hike, linking the proposed increase to the utility's role in the climate crisis. PGW sought the group's emails, texts, and memos, and other internal communications that would have revealed their strategies and discussions about participation in public hearings. The Public Utility Commission ruled that granting PGW that information would have violated the group's First Amendment rights to free speech and freedom of association, and could have a chilling effect on public participation in rate hike cases. Attorney Devin McDougall with Earth Justice represents the advocates.
This ruling confirms that the intrusive discovery that PGW was seeking is impermissible and that it crossed the line into inconsistency with the First Amendment.
A spokesman for PGW said the utility had no comment. But in court filings, PGW argued the request for the group's internal communications was reasonable and that the utility was seeking the facts behind the group's public statements. From the Climate Desk, Susan Phillips, WHYY News.